Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is mild this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and cool breezes in Jerusalem. In Haifa, a warm night awaits, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Mariv reports from earlier today that the IDF has not received orders to act in Beirut or the Lebanon Valley, even as Defense Minister Israel Katz threatens Hezbollah. Also, Israel Hayom reveals just in that Dan Bilzerian, known for his controversial social media presence, is entering politics in Florida. He claims that killing Israelis is legitimate, stirring significant controversy. Also this hour, Ynet reports that U.S.-Iran talks are showing progress, with a Pakistani delegation in Tehran amid efforts to establish a Lebanon ceasefire. Separately, the Jerusalem Post shares that IDF combat engineers are actively dismantling Hezbollah's terror infrastructure in southern Lebanon. And finally, JNS mentions from earlier today that the U.S. and Iran have reportedly agreed in principle to extend a truce, focusing on nuclear issues and regional stability. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Belaz noted just minutes ago that several media outlets, including Bloomberg, say the U.S. and Iran are nearing a deal to extend a ceasefire. IL Red Alert shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu's security cabinet is currently discussing a possible temporary ceasefire in Lebanon amid U.S. diplomatic pressure. Lahav Harkov highlighted a podcast discussion, pointing out that there is no necessity for Iran to enrich uranium, reflecting ongoing nuclear tensions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's current position, Mariv reports no official operations are underway in Lebanon, despite threats from Israeli officials. This highlights a cautious approach in a tense regional situation. Turning to the political arena, Dan Bilzerian's entry into the Florida primaries, reported by Israel Hayom, raises concerns over his inflammatory rhetoric, especially against Jewish communities. His controversial stance could impact U.S.-Israel relations. Meanwhile, Ynet notes progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations as Pakistan's army chief visits Tehran, aiming to broker a Lebanon ceasefire. This development ties into broader regional stability efforts, showing cautious optimism for diplomacy. Further, the Jerusalem Post describes IDF engineers' operations dismantling Hezbollah's infrastructure, vital for reducing the threat to northern Israel. These actions are critical for ensuring security along Israel's northern border. Finally, JNS reports a potential U.S.-Iran truce extension, with talks focusing on nuclear program limitations and regional security. This could lead to de-escalation in the Middle East if successful. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business shares that the shekel had a positive day, while the Israeli stock market saw declines as investors await the Consumer Price Index release. Separately, Globes reports Israel's Consumer Price Index rose by 0.4% in March, with annual inflation easing but continued decreases in home prices. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new solution for importing goods to Israel amid air traffic disruptions, aiming to clear backlogged shipments from international shopping platforms. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.